When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. The day of Pentecost, and indeed every day for the Christian church since, has been a gift of God. Everything needed for faith and life is a gift of your gracious God. The Holy Spirit gives faith. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the gift of the Father in giving up his only begotten Son to die for you and save you from sin, death, and the devil's captivity. The office of the holy ministry, this Christian congregation, all the sinners made saints sitting next to you, and all the opportunities for neighborly love, all of this is a gift from God to you. As gifts, they are yours, independent of you, and actually even despite you. God gives regardless of you. You don't get to tell God how to be God for you. You don't get to tell God the Spirit what gifts he gives, or how he gives them and what they are for. He showers his gifts on you, filling your hands and then overflowing into your whole life. Faith then says, amen, and receives, not doubting, but firmly believing. The word that Jesus speaks and the Spirit delivers defines what is and what is not, frames reality and your worldview. It's the word that Jesus speaks and that the Spirit delivers that sets boundaries of what is outside and what is inside, what is good and what is evil, and puts you right where, when, and for what he has prepared you for from the foundation of the world. So if God the Father did not give his Son for you, you'd never receive the Son for forgiveness, life, and salvation. If the Son did not send the Spirit, you'd never know Jesus as the Father's gift, nor the good gift that the Word is, the Word of the Son. Without the Spirit breathing his breath on you, you'd be outside of the only Word that can save you, without a congregation to receive all the gifts that Jesus has attached his Word to, and also without friends to share your confession and to be receivers of the gift of love. The Holy Spirit is at work to bring you and to keep you in the fellowship of the Father and the Son today and always. As the word of law and gospel, faith, baptism, supper, absolution, church, congregation, even all the good works that God has prepared for you, as these are all gifts to and for you, now you've been set free then. All the burdens of believing or deciding or planning or choosing. If you try to grab hold of faith as your own work, it will always devolve into idolatry. If you try to redefine what it means to be a faithful Christian, you'll necessarily have to remake God after your own image. If you try to make the church go in the direction you want it to, the way will no longer be the way of Jesus, but the way of sin and death. Yes, secular sciences of marketing and demographics and economics may have some utility for the parish and its administration, but nothing of this world can determine who is given to be a Christian, where and on whom the Spirit breathes such faith, and whom God gives us to love. It's all gifts received now by open hands. So you've received the gift of the gospel of Jesus Christ as he has called you, that mighty sound of the Spirit. The Spirit brings you into this Christian congregation and gives you a pastor to speak the good news into your ear, day in and day out. The Spirit enlightens you with the gifts that Jesus has attached his gospel to, holy baptism, holy supper, and holy absolution. The Spirit works faith in your heart and sets free your conscience in the forgiveness purchased and won for you in Jesus' suffering and death. The Spirit keeps you with Jesus Christ in the one true faith. The Spirit returns you over and over to the church to receive and believe and to thereby remain steadfast. And in this Christian church, the Spirit gives you to love and to serve your neighbor without any sense of compulsion, obligation, or fear. But again, by the gift of the Spirit in love, mercy, patience, kindness, gentleness, steadfastness, and self-control. Thus, both the Scriptures and our confession of the Creed exclude any notion that you can be a Christian without a Christian church. Our confession on the third article says this: I believe that there is upon earth a little holy group and congregation of pure saints under one head, even Christ. This group is called together by the Holy Spirit in one faith, one mind and understanding, yet with many different gifts, yet agreeing in love, without sects or schisms. I am also a part and member of this same group, a sharer and joint owner of all the goods it possesses. I am brought to it and incorporated into it by the Holy Spirit through having heard and continuing to hear God's word, which is the beginning of entering it. In the past, before we had attained to this, we were altogether of the devil, knowing nothing about God and about Christ. So, until the last day, the Holy Spirit abides with the holy congregation, or Christendom. Through this congregation, he brings us to Christ, and he teaches and preaches to us the word. By the word, he works and promotes sanctification, causing this congregation daily to grow and to become strong in the faith and its fruit, which he produces. We further believe that in this Christian church we have forgiveness of sins, which is wrought through the holy sacraments and absolution and through all kinds of comforting promises from the entire gospel. Everything, therefore, in the Christian church is ordered toward this goal. We shall daily receive in the church nothing but the forgiveness of sin through the word and signs, to comfort and encourage our consciences as long as we live here. So even though we have sins, the grace of the Holy Spirit does not allow them to harm us, for we are in the Christian church, where there is nothing but continuous, uninterrupted forgiveness of sin. This is because God forgives us, and because we forgive, bear with, and help one another. But outside this Christian church, where the gospel is not found, there is no forgiveness, as also then there can be no holiness. It's a large catechism on the third article of the Creed. So, look around. Who's sitting next to you or across the aisle? Who do you see? You're supposed to do that. Okay. Those are your brothers and sisters whom God the Spirit has brought into your midst today to receive your love and confession. But as you looked around, who did you not see? Those are brothers and sisters who need God's word to call them and restore them to the Christian congregation. Call, text, email, or better yet, stop by their home incarnationally in the flesh and blood and preach to them the gospel of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Take the church from here into their lives. And God willing, the Spirit will restore them to the Christian congregation to remember their baptism, to receive the word of Jesus again, and to be forgiven in his body and blood. It is God's good pleasure to have a kingdom and to restore many into his household, even again. His gifts, established and given by the Spirit, are what keep you with Jesus Christ today and always. And it's all gift. The day of Pentecost and every day for the Christian church since has been a gift of God. Everything needed for faith and life is a gift from your gracious giver, God. So the Holy Spirit gives faith. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the gift of the Father in giving up his only begotten Son to die and to save you then from sin, death, and devil's captivity. And everything else that he has appointed, the office of the holy ministry, this Christian congregation, all of the sinners made saints around you, and all the opportunities for neighborly love, everything in this Christian church are gifts to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you for listening to this podcast from St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Sherman Center, in Random Lake, Wisconsin. If this podcast is of benefit to you, please consider supporting the work of St. John by visiting stjohnrandomlake.org, that's stjohnrandomlake.org, /support and give today.